According to Gallup polls, 8 out of 10 people are really searching and seeking to grow spiritually. And in this day and age, Americans need to believe greater than mortal kin is greater than ever. Stay tuned to find out more.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hi, and welcome to Visibly Fit. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It seems to me that anytime anything happens in my life, good or bad, I want to know why. I want to know why did that thing happen to me? Are you like that? And it's really these meant-to-be moments that shape us. They shape our character, they challenge us, and they can really help us step up in our faith. And I have an incredible woman here with me today, and we're going to talk a little bit about meant-to-be moments. But what I believe is that we're really called to be carriers of God's glory. I mean, so much we're wondering, what are we called to do and be? And sometimes those meant-to-be moments lead us there. And so today I have Mary Tracy O'Keefe, and she's a radio show host, author, and speaker. And she is the co-founder of Well Within. It's a nonprofit holistic wellness center, and it's in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm delighted to be with you.
Yes, thanks. You are lovely, and I cannot wait to hear about these meant-to-be moments because we all have them.
We
and,
do.
And I think most people are like me. They want to know why. Why has this happened to me? Whether it's good or bad, right?
Right. That's
so
right.
So tell us, what is a meant-to-be moment in case they don't
yeah,
know?
Yeah, what they don't know. Yeah. You know, usually when something happens that you believe is meant to be, you kind of know it at the time. Mm-hmm. But not always, right? Sometimes
right.
you, if it's, especially if something happens during a tough situation, you know, you wonder, why did this happen to me? And then later on, sometimes you realize that what happened to you was an opportunity for you to take that experience and grow from it,
yeah.
maybe help somebody else from it, maybe to change something substantial in your life that needed changing.
Right. So. And so do you believe that everything in our life happens for a reason and they are meant to be?
You know, that is such a good question. I struggle with that, Wendy.
Yeah, I think a lot of us
don't
do.
We? Because mm-hmm. who is to say that one child gets cancer
right.
and recovers and another doesn't?
Right.
So I'm going to leave that to the mystery of it, but here's what I believe. I think those of us that believe that perhaps some things, maybe many things happen for a reason, we are always looking for ways to find meaning, to make meaning out of things that happen in our life during the best times mm-hmm. and during the worst of times.
Yes. And I believe that to be true mm-hmm. in a lot of my situations. And I'm always kind of scratching my head, just
yeah.
wanting to know the answers. And sometimes we're not supposed to know the
That's
answer.
That's right.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about this as part of our faith journey. And mm-hmm. don't you think that I think one of the biggest things we're called to do is to trust in God.
Trust.
And we have to trust
That's
when
faith,
we don't
right?
know. That's faith. So it's when we don't know the answer where sometimes we have to give it over to God. But keep seeking for ways that we can find meaning in situations.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, you wrote this book, and before we started our interview today, you said it took you 20 years
yes,
to finally write it.
Yes.
And so kudos to you,
Thank you
know, getting it out there. And
Thank
so
you.
It's meant to be moments, discovering what we are called to do and be. And so why did you write this? Mm-hmm. What's the point? What do you want your readers to really take away and having this book out there?
That's a really great question. You know, it is kind of embarrassing that it took me 20 years.
No.
However.
It is what it is.
One of the signs of a calling is it doesn't go away.
Yes.
So the reason why I thought I had to write it was because I had my own experiences. I started sharing them with just a few people at first. But then, you know, if you and I kept talking and talking, I would share a story and you'd share one back, right?
I sure would.
And so the stories started falling into my lap.
Mm.
And I had started writing them down. And I realized that there's some patterns there. You know, you notice things like coincidences, especially when something happens three times.
Right.
You mentioned I opened Well Within. That all came about because of noticing three times in 2 days little signs that directed me to do hospice work.
Oh, wow.
I responded to that.
Hospice.
Have you?
I have.
That's pretty meaningful, isn't it?
It is incredible.
Sacred.
Yeah.
Sacred
yeah.
work. So.
Well, tell me about, I'm really curious
yeah.
about your wellness center. What do you do there? What is it all about? What
yep.
is it?
Well, it came out of my own experience with breast cancer
okay.
in 1999, so you know, quite a long time ago. I received some of these holistic therapies that we now offer. Before, I had no idea what they were.
Sure.
And what we talk about are that there's things that you can do in addition to your medical care
mm-hmm.
that will help heal the spirit, the mind, the emotions. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, there's tons of research, Wendy.
It's all linked together.
It's all linked together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your whole show's about that.
Yeah.
Your whole
yeah.
show's about that. And many times that will result in physical recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But even when someone is not cured physically, what we talk about is it's possible to heal on those other levels.
Mm,
so
for
we
sure.
will be with people until the end of their life, and you can
wow.
see healing done. You know this if you
That's
did
beautiful.
Hospice.
Mm-hmm.
You can see healing even when there's no cure.
Absolutely.
So
you
those
really
are the
can.
Sort of things we do. Psychotherapy, we've got support groups, we've got some like things like healing touch.
Wow.
But everything is designed to provide that kind of support, and it's low cost and free, because so often when you're in a health crisis, you're in a financial
right.
crisis as well.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, but the fact that you were willing
yeah.
to step up and
yeah.
open a wellness center through your own experience and notice that people need to be touched in a
yeah.
different way, just beyond the physical, what's
yes.
going on. My mother just had a double mastectomy a little over a year ago, and she's doing great.
Okay.
Everything's wonderful.
Okay.
But it is a process,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
Yeah.
Just the emotional, I
yes.
mean, just like what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be those different levels of healing,
yeah.
and it's not always provided.
That's
right?
It.
And
That's
so
right.
it's wonderful that you were willing to open this wellness center.
It's been a great blessing
mm-hmm.
to me, and we do it because we have probably 35 volunteers that
wow.
use their gifts to help other
that's
people.
Beautiful. And yeah. that's what you, like you said, Christ says, go
exactly.
and be.
Exactly.
And that's what we should be doing. So if we have these gifts, which we all do,
mm-hmm.
are you using your gift? Am
exactly.
I using my gift? And if we're not, why not?
That's right.
And let's step up and let's be radical, because people need our gift.
That's
I mean, we're
right.
all the body together.
Yeah.
Right?
We're all the body of Christ. We're the hands, the feet,
and the feet,
the
that's
voice.
Right. Everything.
Absolutely. And you know, when we do that, we're happier, we're more fulfilled,
for
we're doing
sure.
what we're meant to do.
There we
right?
go. We're doing what we're meant to be. That's
right.
right. Now, you have written several books. You have, one was called Thin Places,
mm-hmm.
Where Faith is Affirmed and Hope Dwells.
Yeah.
Now, was that book prior to Meant to Be Moments? Or
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
I say that hesitantly because I was writing Meant to Be Moments in several renditions. And here's what happened. I want to just share this with you. So I was so discouraged because I just couldn't get it done. I didn't like writing. And I said, finally, I had a little chat with God. I
yeah.
said, listen, God, you want me to write this book. You need to give me a desire to do it because I really don't like this.
Right.
And what I got back was that I would write another book. It would have to do with my family.
Mm.
My parents would have had to have died before I could write the book. I started crying when I had that feeling.
Oh, wow.
And that's exactly what happened.
Hmm.
So I set the other one aside. This one, Meant to Be. I set that aside, and sure enough, my parents both died within 3 months of each other.
Oh, wow.
And so thin places are those experiences in our life where the veil's very thin between this world and the next. We
yeah.
had a lot of little signs before, during, after their deaths. And that's a type of meant-to-be moment, by the way, these
For
things
sure.
around death and dying.
Can you maybe touch in to how we can go to those thin places
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
be more aware and present yeah. for those thin places?
Yeah. I can tell you kind of some of the types of thin places people will have. Many times people before they die might see something.
Yes.
They might be talking to someone. The story that opens that book was about my husband's grandfather, who was 100 as he was dying, snuggled next to his wife of 70 years, Anna.
Oh.
And she snuggled up to him, and he starts just whispering to her, and he says, Mama. He says, Mama, it's so beautiful here.
Oh.
Those were his last words.
Wow.
So he crossed over a little bit, right?
Yeah,
he had
yeah,
that
yeah.
glimpse.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody calls it the beatific vision.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure.
And Not everybody has that, but the fact that some people do,
yeah.
you start recognizing the fact that something happens mm-hmm. right before death, and it's very consoling. No matter how somebody dies, you have to believe that something wondrous happens right at the moment of their death, and that's very comforting. So in the meant-to-be language, that in that case, you are meant to be comforted by that. You don't have to do a thing.
Yeah.
Just receive that. Be open to it. Realize it's not that unusual.
Not be afraid.
Not be afraid.
Right, right.
Just let, and the fruits of that are we feel peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
We feel comforted.
It's
we
a supernatural
feel hopeful.
Peace.
Exactly.
Right? Surpasses
exactly.
all understanding.
Oh, I know. I got the goosebumps.
Yeah,
that's another tip off. When you get goosebumps, Ooh. It's like God's tapping you on the shoulder saying, yep.
Yep.
That's me.
You're not just cold.
Nope, you're not just cold. That
well, I want to hear more, Mary, and I know you do too. So stay right where you are, and we'll be right back with Mary Tracy O'Keefe. Do you sometimes think that you're too old, or maybe you're too far gone as it pertains to your health and your well-being? Well, it's not true, because your body is your gym. And I want to encourage you and invite you to go to wendypet.com because I have some great free resources for you and some free exercises that will teach you how to use your body as your gym. No matter your athletic ability or your age, you can do these exercises. So make sure you go to wendypet.com to get your free resources. Hi, and welcome back to Visibly Fit. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And today we have Mary Tracy O'Keefe, and she wrote Meant to Be Moments, Discovering What You Are Called to Do and Be. Yeah, to do and be. I thought it was to be and do, but it's to do and be. So this is a wonderful book, just full of stories of people that you've basically interviewed
yep.
to get their meant to be moments.
Mm-hmm.
And before the break, we were talking a little bit about what is a meant to be moment and how do we recognize them and thin places
mm-hmm.
and what is a thin place? And it's really that place kind of before death occurs, right?
Well, any time where it feels like the veil's very thin between this.
Very lifted.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a sunrise is a thin place,
true.
Isn't it?
Good point.
Or a sunset is a thin place.
Yeah.
When you realize, oh
in
my
awe.
Gosh.
You're in awe.
Yeah. Of the created world.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, tell me real quick, when was the first time that you ever noticed your first type of meant to be moment in your own life?
Well, that's a good question because it was a pretty significant experience to me, and it happened when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
And I was dating the man who's now my husband, and we were parked outside my parents' house, busy street in St. Paul. And when I
not
heard,
parking, just parked.
Oh, no parking. That kind of parking, too.
Okay, yes. That's hilarious.
Yes. That kind of parking, too. Because we were having such a good time parked out there. You know.
That is so funny.
That, when I heard a little voice saying, get out of the car,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to listen to it.
Oh,
because we were having fun. So I didn't respond to it. And then it spoke again.
Mm.
This time it said, get out of the car now.
Wow.
I couldn't ignore it.
Right.
So I said to Dan, my boyfriend, we have to get out of the car. And he said, why? Because, of course, he's having a fine old time, too.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And I didn't want to say I'm hearing a voice in my head.
Right.
That would have been the
cuckoo.
End of the
end. Yeah, cuckoo. Right.
So I just said, I don't know why. We just have to get out of the car now. So we got out of the car, went into my parents' house. It was the middle of winter, so we're taking off our jackets, and as we're doing that, we hear mm-hmm. a loud crash and looked out, and Dan's car had been hit by a drunk teenager, 18, same as us, and that sent his car careened into the neighbor's yard.
Wow.
It was totaled.
Wow.
So had I not listened to it, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, Wendy.
Wow.
So, but do you think at that time I thought that was my guardian angel or
no.
God?
No, no, no,
I'm
no.
this cocky
18-year-old. And no wonder yes. he married you. He feels really safe.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
you're going to hear the word before anything
but,
happens.
You know, this is when I realized it was a meant-to-be moment. When I had my doubts on whether there was a God, not a God,
mm-hmm.
I'd go back to that memory and realize I could not.
Can't
have
deny.
Known that. No, I couldn't have told myself that.
Oh, sure.
And that's when I realized there's got to be something greater, something loving, loves me enough
right.
to warn me to get out of that car.
Boy, that's a beautiful story.
And I had to respond to it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just paying attention. I had to obey it.
Absolutely.
And get out.
That's just
so
it.
So that's a big important point, too.
And it's discerning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hearing that voice. And exactly. Is that my own little voice I'm hearing? Or is this really the voice of God? Is this an angel? Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel. What is the nudge? And are you going to obey? So what's that discernment look like? I know I pray for discernment all the time and more accurate and clarity for my discerning abilities and the anointing there. But we throw that word around a lot. So
we do.
How do we discern?
Well, and discernment in a spiritual direction, which I have training in that, that means what we're trying to do is find out what is God's will for us. Where sometimes in the secular word, and it's fine, it just means, you know, what should I do with the rest of my life? But in true discernment, in the spiritual sense, what does God want me to do? So when you get these messages, one quick and easy way is to look at what's the possible outcome of my action. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in hearing the voice, if I didn't think too long about it, but had I thought about it, I could have thought, if I don't obey that and it's true, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
But if it's something else, let's say you feel called to do an act of kindness, a big one, or just talking to the cashier in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. What's the possible outcome of that? Well, it gives you the opportunity to be loving and kind. And you don't know what that person went through last night or 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If it has the potential for doing something that can be a kind gesture to another, I say go for it.
Sure.
Another point is it isn't just what do I do with the rest of my life? What do I do with my career?
Well, do any of us really know?
We don't always
know. We have an idea of what we're doing, but God's got the whole
thing planned out.
Right.
And sometimes it's baby steps, right?
And it usually doesn't look like what we've pictured in
exactly.
our mind. Exactly. Yeah.
But that's where the trust comes in.
Absolutely.
Right? Because we don't always see what the end of the road is going to be for us.
Yeah, and don't you think it's not just the trust that we have, but it's having gratitude in every step of the way.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're in a certain place along your journey and you're like, really?
Yes.
I'm doing this again. Yeah. Or really, I have to do this. This isn't what I was planning on doing in order to get to here.
Yes.
And so what do you feel about gratitude? And how is that a part of your daily life? Or is it? Or
it
how
is.
Do you practice?
And you know what, Wendy? Gratitude is actually another discernment technique. Mm. In fact, there's something called the examen. It actually comes out of the Jesuit tradition, and that is about looking for things at the end of the day. It's a reflective process. So you look back on your day, and you think, what is it that I'm most grateful for today?
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece is, we know about gratitude, that's good, but this also invites you to say, what am I least grateful for today? Now, that can be a guide when you realize some of the things that you're least grateful things are things that your energy might be drained, you know, or the outcome isn't something that you're proud about doing.
Sure.
But in reflecting upon what you're least grateful for, sometimes you can even find good within that.
So, you can build your character with it too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you had a disagreement with a really good friend, you might say, I'm not grateful for that. But if you think about it, you think, but having that disagreement gave us the opportunity to talk some things out that we needed to discuss. And so then you're looking for things to grow from and to be thankful that they happened.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And I'm always in my prayer chair every morning. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of where I start my day. And I do. I pray, and I have my list of gratitude things that I share with God. And it's not necessarily you know, for my day to come, but it may have been from what was yesterday or just thank you for this beautiful sunrise or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's just that gratitude. And it really does change your whole mental outlook and shift an attitude for the day, doesn't
it? That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of Meister Eckhart is a great, wise theological figure in our history. And he said, thank you is really one of the best prayers there is.
Dead
just
Sea
simply
Scrolls,
thankful.
Right? Yes. Didn't he do Dead Sea Scrolls?
He was more in like the Middle Ages more.
But did you say Dr. Weiss?
Meister.
Oh, I heard. Where did I hear
that? Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know. That's so funny.
And many people call him a mystic because he would have kind of these direct experiences of God. So, but it's just simple. A simple thank you can be the best prayer that we can offer that day.
Absolutely.
For the
absolutely.
Good things and the not so good things,
even. Yep, being grateful for what we have.
Exactly.
So what has been your, one of your favorite meant-to-be moments that you have written in your book?
I'm going to tell you about just a little one. It you know, there's some dramatic stories and they're miraculous stories, but this is one of my favorites. It was one of my friends many years ago told me about a time she was out grocery shopping in a very cold, icy day. She had to get some ingredients for a dinner. She does her shopping. She comes out. She sees a man perched on the edge of the curb, and it doesn't look like he's looking for someone, so she wonders why he's there. But she's in a rush, so she goes to her car. But the little, still, small voice says to her to go back and see if she can help him. First she hesitates, it persists, she goes back, and so she goes up to him and she said, "Sir, can I help you with something?" And he grabs her arm and he steps off the icy curb onto the pavement. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Oh, thank you, my dear. I hope I can help you someday." That's all he needed.
He just needed a lift
an
up.
An arm. That's all he needed.
Wow.
Because he was, you know, in his 80s, not
he
stable.
Couldn't get
that's
up very
all
well.
He needed. And we were talking wow. about these meant to be things like years later, and that was one of her favorites. And it's become one of mine because we...
So simple.
So simple. Simple.
Yeah.
We all get those little nudges.
Yeah, we do. And so it's really act on them.
Yep.
You know, don't be afraid to be kind.
Exactly.
You know, that's we're called to be, you know, to salt and light and to love one another. And so showing that act of kindness
yep.
is showing love.
She realized that at that moment God had called her to just help him for 5 seconds.
That's beautiful.
And it caused her to pay more attention mm-hmm. to these events as they happen in the future. So that's the other beauty of it is that you start
right.
noticing these things all the time.
Well, we've had a great time today, and I really appreciate all your meant-to-be moments. And I want to encourage you, if you're anything like me and you're stuck in your technology a lot of the times, to turn it off, shut it down, and be aware of your surroundings and really take notice of who you might be able to give a helping hand to. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And make sure you go to, what is your website?
MaryTracyO'Keefe.com.
Well, that's easy. There right there on the screen, MaryTracyO'Keefe.com.
Yes.
And get your book today. Read these incredible stories so that they will encourage you and inspire you in a miraculous way. But we will be right back because I want to share with you some mental exercises that can assist you along your wellness journey. Stay tuned. Have you ever told anyone, go walk it off? Well, it turns out that's great advice. It's great for you mentally, physically, and spiritually. Hi, I'm Wendy Pett, fitness and wellness expert and creator of the Visibly Fit Exercise and Wellness System. With Walk It Off Now, it's a 6-week walking workout program. You'll get 6 weeks of online videos right to your email inbox. You get an ebook, a walking journal, plus access to my private Facebook community to keep you accountable. So what are you waiting for? Go to walkitoffnow.com and join me. Hi, and welcome back to Visibly Fit. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. We were just talking with Mary Tracy O'Keefe about meant-to-be moments. And meant-to-be moments can be either good or bad. It depends on how we look at them. But they can all turn out to be good based on the understanding that we can grow and there are opportunities for growth, right? So as we go through just our journeys in life, and all the steps that we go through, and sometimes some of those steps are a little painful. I don't know if you're ever experiencing just emotional distraught where you continue to have certain emotions that keep weighing you down, and it's because of past meant-to-be moments. But those moments could be used to grow and build you to a different level in your spiritual well-being. So I want to encourage you today with a couple of these mental and slightly physical exercises to help you release your emotions around these meant-to-be moments that may have been painful in your life. So what I want you to do, this is going to seem a little strange in the beginning, but what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. And I want you just to go for just a moment to those painful places in your life. And you may be a place where you've been a victim, it has been out of your control, out of your circumstance, within your circumstance, it was out of your control. But you can go to those places for just a moment, just to grab hold of that pain. And what emotion triggers for you? I want you to capture that emotion, all right? I want you to breathe that painful, negative, hurtful, maybe it's resentful, anger type emotion. I want you to breathe it into your hands. Right, with power. I want you to breathe it all into your hands. And then after you breathe it into your hands, I want you to release it. All right? Again, I know this is going to seem a little strange, but going through the process of exhaling old past wounds and hurts and releasing it gives you that physical exercise of releasing as well. Because sometimes we tend to hang on to our emotions, and emotions can really start to fester, and they can cause us to become ill over time. So it's important that we release those emotions. And it's a tough thing to do sometimes, because we are hurt, we are angry, we are sad, but it's about releasing. And part of that release process is about forgiveness too. So, but I just want you to do that physical exercise of taking all that pain, all that hurt, and blowing it out, and then releasing it, setting it free. Once and for all. It doesn't have to own you. You don't have to be held hostage by old negative emotions. Just set it free and kind of do that exercise, you know, a couple times a day until it starts feeling like they really are being released. It's amazing the power of that exercise. Another exercise I'd love for you to partake in that I get a lot of my clients to do is I get them to write on a piece of paper, or maybe it's a couple pieces of paper, their old story, right? Their story in life. And maybe it's painful, maybe it's not so painful, I don't know, but it's an old story, and it's not who you are or who you desire to be today. So write that out, and then I want you to rip that page up, tear it up, and either burn it, trash it, or flush it. I don't care what you do with it, but get rid of it, okay? And then I want you to rewrite your story in a new light, on a new piece of paper, rewrite your story of who you desire to be, who God created you to be. And then I want you to reflect on it, read it, and pray and meditate over it daily. And I don't care if you frame it, post it on your wall, do whatever it takes to really start owning that story of who you desire to be and who God created you to be. Also, I'd like for you to do a vision board. I don't know if you've ever done one before, but it's very helpful to visualize who you are called and meant to be. Because sometimes we get in those stuck places, right, because of emotions. But if you have it posted on a poster board or on a pegboard, and you can start to visually see what's on your heart, and then you can start taking steps and actions to actually help that come to fruition. So visually seeing what you desire, and again, that passion that God's put on your heart, helps for you to reach that goal. And also, one last thing, again, these seem like silly exercises, but they help. I want you to ask 5 people that you know to get 3 adjectives that describe you. Now, this could be a family member, coworker, friend, spouse, sibling, child, but have them be honest, and without judging it, just listen to those 3 adjectives. And then I also want you to give yourself 3 adjectives. How do you see yourself? All right? And I want you to compare. I want you to look at what everyone says about you and then what you see about yourself. Does it line up? You might be surprised. So it's a good exercise just to see how others see you and how you see yourself. So I hope these mental exercises will help you in shifting just that negative emotion around meant-to-be moments, if it was a bad meant-to-be moment, to creating space for a fresh new look. I hope you enjoyed the show with Mary Tracy O'Keefe. She's such a delight. Go to her website, get her book, and also check out her other book. I think it's called Thin Places, and she's got some fascinating stories in there. But I look forward to seeing you next time, same place, same time, right here on Visibly Fit. Thanks for joining us.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a Visibly Fit day.